Good morning and happy new year. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky General Assembly gavels into its 2021 session tomorrow, and it does so with Republican supermajorities in both the House and the Senate. It's a short 30-day session with a lot of heavy lifting to accomplish amid an increasingly partisan divide, evidenced by the Democrat Beshear administration handling the day-to-day operations of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, for some analysis on Capital Chat, we turn to Laura Cullen Glasscock, editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So have I sort of set the scene here for what's about to happen in Frankfort?
Yes, you have, Alan. The Republicans control both chambers of the General Assembly. As we know, the Senate has a supermajority of Republicans, so does the House. They convene tomorrow for a four-day organizational session. And during that time, the lawmakers will set up their committees. They might have some rule changes that they want to adopt. They'll get their new portraits made, that sort of thing. So then they adjourn on Friday, and then they come back for the rest of the session on February 2nd.
And in between there, we have Governor Andy Beshear giving his State of the Commonwealth address on Wednesday evening.
That's right. It's a combined State of the Commonwealth and budget address on Wednesday, and that will give lawmakers some direction of where the governor wants to head during the session. Not that they're going to listen to him, because, again, the Republicans control the agenda, but at least we'll be able to see what the governor's priorities are for the budget. Your listeners might recall that last year, which was a regular budget session, lawmakers adjourned after having passed only a one-year budget because they adjourned early due to the pandemic. They wanted to wait and see how the pandemic would affect the state budget and families and businesses. So they passed only a one-year austerity budget. Now they have to come back this year, a short session, as you mentioned, and pass that second year of the budget. The first year was $11.6 billion worth of funding. For the executive branch, we'll likely see about that much for this year's budget as well. Another thing to keep in mind is with the Republicans controlling both the House and Senate, they control the committees as well. They chair the committees, and it's from those committees that legislation makes it onto the floor. So they decide what bills will be heard ultimately and debated on in the Senate or the House.
One of the key legislative movements, I would say, would be to look at some of the emergency powers that the current governor has, according to our Constitution.
That's right. The pandemic changed the budget process, and it also is forcing change to the governor's emergency powers, is what the Republican lawmakers want to do. There are, as of New Year's Eve, there were 9 bills filed that would address or otherwise restrict the governor's emergency powers. One of those was a constitutional amendment that would allow recall elections for executive branch and legislative officials. So that's pretty extreme in some regards to allow that. In Kentucky, we don't have recall elections. So that's one measure. But then others are more mild and call for sunsets on pandemic-related regulations. So maybe a reg would last only for 30 days, for example, and then have to be reexamined. So you know, there's a range there of what lawmakers want to do with that.
And the chief complaint here is that the Republicans feel like they have not had a seat at the table when it comes to these major mm-hmm. decisions.
That's right. They say that they were left out of the decisions, that the governor was pretty autonomous in how he wanted to handle the pandemic and the shutdowns and the closures of schools and restrictions on businesses. And Republicans just wanted to have, as you say, a seat at the table. They feel like they weren't included in the discourse that led up to these decisions.
Now, for those who study the history of politics, particularly in this state, this is also a risky move in that the roles might be reversed one day, and that you have a Republican governor and Democrats running the show, and all of a sudden, some of these folks could be hoisted on their own petard.
Well, that's true. If that happens, though, they'd have to, whichever party does this, the Republicans in this case, they would have to hope that they maintain a legislative majority that they could repeal these rules if they wanted to. But it does get into, you know, the good for the goose, good for the gander kind of scenario on the powers. But, you know, in fairness to lawmakers, too, I don't know that these laws have really been studied in recent times because they haven't been needed. You know, there have been sporadic and specific emergencies the governor's had to deal with, maybe flooding or hurricanes, that type of thing. But this pandemic may have brought out flaws in the emergency powers laws that the governor has.
So it all gets underway starting tomorrow, and all eyes will be on Frankfurt. And our guest today on Capital Chat, as always, is Laura Cullen Glasscock. She is the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you. Happy New Year.